News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Let's stay with the Leaving Cert. Carl O'Brien, Education Editor of the Irish Times, joins us. And as we've been saying, students across the country will begin their Leaving Cert today with 87% of the 60,000 candidates choosing a combination of both written exams and accredited grades. So how is this going to work this year? As I said, Carl O'Brien joins this morning. Carl, how is it going to work?
Well, basically, two big changes. This year, as you said, it is a Leaving Cert like no other. You know, students' education has been very badly disrupted. So these two big changes are aimed at compensating for that. And the first thing is choice. As you said, students have a choice between availing of those accredited grades based on the teacher's estimates or sitting the written exams in any subject. Now, students will be automatically credited with the higher of the two grades in their final results. And those highest grades will appear in their final Leaving Cert in September. So no one's going to know, you know, whether you got your A1 mm-hmm. in English paper one from the accredited grades or the written paper.
Actually, I was going to ask you that, Carl. Downsides to this process, and I would have thought that one of them would possibly be a shadow or a question mark over whatever results our kids got with that. But like universities and future employers won't know one way or the other. So there shouldn't be.
Yeah, there won't be any, you know, and I said the Leaving Cert will appear the same as it did every single year. It will be accepted in the same way by employers and educational institutions, and there'll be no questions. Now, as a student, you'll be able to find out what your performance was in the accredited grades and the written exams if you did choose those options. Ultimately, I think that there's going to be a facility there where you can find that out. But no one will know besides yourself. So I think that's something certainly students can have confidence in.
What about is this year, the class of 2021, are they better off than last year's Leaving Cert students?
I think, you know, students have a really good deal, I think, this year. You know, as I said, I am not aware of any country in the world where students have a choice, you know, between doing the exams and taking the accredited grades. And I think having that choice, you know, really helps to ease a lot of that student anxiety that many will be feeling this morning. Because let's say you're taking the written exam today, chances are then that you've availed of accredited grades, you have those in your back pocket. And if you like the written exam, it's like a free shot to do better, you know, and that's unprecedented. And chances are we may never go back to a system like this. So, you know, the key thing is to embrace it and take your chances and give it your best shot. And I think it's a real sign of student power, you know, like this is what students by and large wanted. They wanted choice. They managed to persuade the government to take those measures because they've been really active in social media. They have a very well-organized Irish second-level students' union, and their message was heard. And they managed to get that through in the face of opposition from teachers' unions, which is no mean feat.
Yeah, it is amazing, Carl, isn't it? That generation consistently says that we don't listen to them. Well, in this case, we did. They were heard, and we did listen. Just to talk about some of the potential downsides for this, grade inflation is one. There was, I think, was it an average of about 10% grade inflation last year? It's going to push up CAO points, and you know the big losers are going to be the deferred applicants. But there are 4,500 extra places. And also, what about the potential for lawsuits or legal action as we had after last year?
Yeah, so you're right. You know, no one knows for sure what's going to happen with grade inflation, but we'll suspect it will be similar, if not higher than last year, as you said. It was about 10% at a higher level. I think it was about 5% overall when you consider all the ordinary and higher level papers. And, you know, that doesn't matter too much if you're in the class of 2021, because, you know, a rising tide lifts all boats. As you said, if you are applying on the basis of an exam results from previous years, you are at the back of the queue then when there is grade inflation. So that's tough. And yes, you know, that's likely to push CAO points up a bit higher again. But similarly, if you're in the class of 2021, chances are your grades are going to be better as well. So it's probably not something to stress about, really.
I'm up against the time wise here. Very quickly, do you think there will be more or less lawsuits come September, October?
I think, you know, there was a lawsuit last year and it was a test case on behalf of 50 others and it fell. So all the other 50 fell. And I think that's probably an encouraging sign from the government's point of view that they should not face the kind of legal actions that they did last year.
Well, listen, we'll leave it there. That's the education editor of the Irish Times, Carl O'Brien. And again, we'll be saying it all morning. Good luck to everybody who's doing it.